For the first time since Operation Sindoor, Prime Minister Modi and Donald Trump spoke over the phone. The big takeaway was India setting the record straight. What did the Prime Minister tell Donald Trump? He said that India has not and will never, India has not and will never accept a third-party mediation in its affairs. Prime Minister Modi clearly and categorically saying that the decision by India and Pakistan to halt military action in May was made directly during talks between the armies of both the sides, pushing back against the American leader's claims that he brokered a ceasefire. Remember, this conversation lasted for roughly around 35 minutes, and Prime Minister going on to say that during the entire episode of the 4 days of military action and the clash between the two countries during May 7th to 10th, issues such as India-US trade deal or mediation by the US between India and Pakistan were not discussed at all, at no time, and at no level, that at any level was this discussed at all. Let's first listen in to what the Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said earlier today.
9-10 May ki raat ko Pakistan ke hamle ka Bharat ne bahut sashak jawab diya. Sainya karyawai rokne ki baat seedhe Bharat aur Pakistan ke beech dono senaon ki existing channels ke madhyam se hui thi aur Pakistan ke hi aagrah par hui thi. प्रधानमंत्री मोदी ने जोर देकर कहा कि भारत ने न तो कभी मध्यस्थता स्वीकार की थी न करता है और न ही कभी करेगा.
And right after that call with Prime Minister Modi, this man, US President Donald Trump, changed his tune on the claim that he brokered a ceasefire. He has now said that Prime Minister Modi stopped the war on the Indian side and he did so on the Pakistani side. Listen in to what Donald Trump said.
Well, I stopped a war between Pakistan. I love Pakistan. I think Modi is a fantastic man. I spoke to him last night. We're going to make a trade deal with Modi of India. But I stopped the war between Pakistan and India. This man was extremely influential in stopping it from the Pakistan side, Modi from the India side, and others. And they were going at it, and they're both nuclear countries. I got it stopped. I don't think I had one story. Did I have one story written about it? I stopped a war between two major nations, major nuclear nations. I don't think I had a story written about it, but that's okay. You know why? The people know. The people know.
But this clarification on the terms and conditions of the ceasefire did not ensure the ceasefire between the Congress and the BJP. The Congress saying that this is some kind of triple jolt to India. What the Indian government says is a diplomatic win is actually some kind of a jhatka. He said that this is happening at a time when Pakistan Army Chief General Asim Munir is expected to dine with the US President in the White House later today. The Congress going on to reiterate its demand for a special session of Parliament, also saying that what really played out in those 35 minutes conversation should be communicated by the BJP government in a special session, which should be called, and also an all-party meeting, which should be called by the government. This was, of course, countered by the BJP that the Congress and its troll army simply cannot digest the fact that the Prime Minister told US President in clear terms that India neither needs nor accepts any third-party mediation. Let's now listen in from both the sides.
ये आसिम मुनीर जब वो जनरल थे, इनके भड़काऊ, इनके उत्तेजक और बिल्कुल ही आपत्तिजनक जो आग जलाने वाली बात है, वो उसका ताल्लुकात सीधा पहलगाम के आतंकवाद हमले से, ऑक्सीजन दिया आतंकवाद हमले को, उसी व्यक्ति को निमंत्रण देना, विशेष निमंत्रण देना, वॉशिंगटन बुलाना, व्हाइट हाउस में भोजन देना, मैं समझता हूँ हमारे कूटनीति के लिए, हमारे प्रधानमंत्री के लिए एक बहुत बहुत बड़ा झटका है.
आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू डिग्निफाई द कांग्रेस पार्टीज ऑनगोइंग यू नो हेल्यूसिनेटरी, आई वुड कॉल इट हेल्यूसिनेटरी फेक नैरेटिव्स दैट दे गो एंड पुट ऑन. दे आर ऑलवेज लुकिंग फॉर सम वे इन विच दे कैन शो इंडिया डाउन. इन द प्रोसेस दे नॉट ओनली एनहांस एंड एक्सेसरबेट देयर ओन इररेलेवेंस बट शो देम अप in front of their own party also for the kind of people that they are.
Rohan Gupta, spokesperson of the BJP, joins us. We also have Salman Soz representing the Congress. Salman Soz, finally, this entire issue should be put to rest. Donald Trump himself saying that it was Prime Minister Modi who stopped the war from the Indian side.
No, not at all. What are you talking about? Donald Trump is basically saying time and time again, and now today itself again, that he helped stop a war, and that then he gives Pakistan's General Munir and Prime Minister Modi and others part of this credit. And then he says, nobody gives me credit for this. And he wants to take credit. But let me just say this. India's foreign policy under Narendra Modi is built on optics. It's not based on outcomes. After the brutal Pahalgam attack, when 26 innocent families lost their loved ones, Pakistan should have been diplomatically cornered. Instead, we got a ceasefire with no cost to the aggressor. And Donald Trump repeatedly taking credit and the Indian government did not do anything. The Prime Minister for all these days, all these weeks, has not said anything. And today he says that I told the president that there was no mediation, etc., etc. Operation Sindoor started with loud declarations, but was ended abruptly. Now, if that isn't, I don't think that is strategic autonomy. I think that is strategic submission. Our global standing today, I think, is shared by confusion, not clarity.
But how is really that a submission? I think, if anything, Prime Minister Modi today, in that briefing which happened by Vikram Misri, of the nature of the conversation which happened between the two heads of states, it was clear and categorical that that never has India sought and will never seek any kind of third-party mediation.
That has been India's long-standing position. Nothing thanks to Prime Minister Modi. But what is surprising, what is shocking to me, is that for all these weeks, he did not utter a single word about what the president of the United States was saying, repeatedly tweeting, etc., trying to take credit in interview after interview. And so today he says all these things, and we are supposed to say, this is a wonderful wah-wah, this is a masterstroke. Our global standing today is shaped by confusion, I must say. You have Russia, our long-standing ally. It is very weakened now. It is diminished. China is ascendant. America is basically vacillating, unreliable. India, I think we need some clarity. Where is India headed? We talk about being Vishwa Guru. I think from Vishwa Guru.
Where is India headed is a question coming from the Congress. Perhaps the opposition needs answers. And are you ready to give those answers?
Absolutely, Maria. Party which was in power almost for around 55, 60 years, which ensured completely defensive foreign policy. Now they are asking answer from Modi government, who has ensured the aggressive and clear-cut foreign policy. This is the situation. We still remember 26/11, what happened, where Prime Minister ensured that our army don't attack. This is the party, which is the same party it is asking question to BJP today. And see the way they are changing their goalpost every day. Every day you will find new question from them. Every day they will peddle a new fake news. This is the situation of Congress party today. Till now they were asking the questions, why Mr. Modi, why Prime Minister has not answered Trump. Today when categorically in 35 minutes talk, he was very, very categorical and clear in his communication. What happens to their media chief? He comes out with another fake news saying that this is not discussed. Please take this statement when we are in meeting. The 35 minutes discussion, after that there is a briefing by the ministry. What else you want? You are changing the goalpost every day. You are becoming mouthpiece of Pakistan. You are peddling the fake news saying that Munir has been invited by military day parade by US. What are you doing? Are you a national party? Are you opposition, main opposition? Don't you feel that you have responsibility towards the country as opposition also? You are just failing all your responsibilities, all your credibilities day by day. You don't have to ask questions where it is not required. All the questions are answered by this government, BJP government, Modi Sarkar, when it is required to be answered. You cannot dictate what is to be done. From the beginning of operations in this, you are asking questions that Jai Shankar, our foreign minister, external affairs minister, has leaked the news to Pakistan. What are you saying? The country will trust you. Will country trust your narrative? Okay. Your LOP, your leader asks questions to the government, okay, which have been propagated by Pakistan media. What are you doing? Today again you are changing the goalpost. This is not the way. You need to understand.
But how is this shifting the goalpost?
It is shifting the goalpost. Till now, they were asking Maria question why Mr. Modi is not rebutting or questioning Trump or countering Trump. Today, where categorically he has transferred, ensured that in 35 minutes talk, he has categorically told that we will not accept mediation and everything happened at the behest of Pakistan. Again, they are asking the new question. Don't you feel this is changing the goalpost? And this is not the first time. From the beginning of Operation Sindoor, when this terror attack happened, they started asking question: when will Modi government attack Pakistan? After the attack, they started asking another question.
But they also backed. I mean, that's being a little unfair to the parties. You know, these are all political parties of the country. I mean, it's their responsibility to ask questions to you.
Just given, absolutely, Maria, you are absolutely right. Definitely, you have right to ask the question. But if those questions, where the benefit is taken by your enemy, do you feel those questions are right?
Okay.
I'm giving
example
of Mr. Jaishankar. Just give me, Maria, give me 30 seconds. This is a very relevant question you have asked. We are not against Congress Party asking the questions. But when you question the intent of our own minister, Mr. Jaishankar, do you feel as an opposition party you are doing your exercising your duty properly? No. You cannot question our own government. You cannot question our army. U.S. Army had made a clear-cut statement that this ceasefire or stoppage of aggression has been stopped at the request of Pakistan, where we were very clear that the basic objective of Operation Sindoor is to retaliate against the terrorist activity. Even after that, they are not ready to believe, and they are asking questions, questioning the government, questioning the army.
Okay.
And do they
okay,
feel
Mr. Soz, please respond.
I will. So you know, if Rohan Gupta can change political parties, we should be able
please,
to change.
This is not, we will discuss it again,
Rohan, I did not interrupt you, Rohan. You just
so
relax
please,
now.
Don't
you, let other people
talk
speak.
On the subject.
Yes,
this is
friends
not
of the past should be a little more courteous than the present, you know, rivals, political rivals.
Let me just say this.
Yes.
Prime Minister Modi talks about being Vishwa Guru. All I can say is that he's the guru of confusion. Because the Indian people have a right to know where our foreign policy is headed. Let me just say this. Rohan today talks about, the Congress Party when we were in power and how he feels now that nobody listened to us. But if nobody listened to us, then why is it that after the Mumbai attacks, why is it that Pakistan went onto the grey list of the Financial Action Task Force? Why is it that the UN Security Council passed resolutions against terrorists who were in Pakistan? Why is that? Why is that that Pakistan was isolated diplomatically? Now, fast forward to what is happening today. Pakistan is not isolated. No countries out there condemning Pakistan. They're condemning terrorism, not condemning Pakistan. They're not isolating Pakistan. That is the truth. The only country that was steadfast in some ways with India was Israel, but Israel has become a pariah because of what it has done in Gaza. So the question is, if we have a strategic conundrum, India faces a strategic, serious conundrum, and we need answers, and the people of India deserve answers. And what is this conundrum? The conundrum is that our long-standing ally, Russia, their economy is now 50% of the economy that India had. Its economy is 7% of the American economy. China is gaining, and America is having lunch. The president of the United States is having lunch with the general who must have been instrumental in what happened in Pahalgam. He's having lunch, and President Trump says today that he loves Pakistan. Is that not something that we should be concerned about? Is that not diplomatic failure? What the hell is going on? And then Rohan Gupta says the opposition should not ask questions. We have to ask questions and you have to answer. The BJP has to answer. You have to answer to the people of this country. And we as the opposition, the main opposition party in this country, we have a right to ask questions on behalf of those people who voted for us.
Yes,
and on
you know, okay, let me ask that question on your behalf. Dinner or lunch, which is going to happen in a couple of hours from now, at the White House. If the opposition is saying that this is a diplomatic failure, could you have handled it better? Because he is seen as the man who instigated and is responsible for the terror attack in Pahalgam.
Maria, First of all, I'd like to ask for apology from Congress party, where they peddled the fake news saying that Munir was invited by US military for the parade. Would they apologize? They could not wait. This is the party now who they are using the fake news to do that narrative. Would they apologize? They will not. And I'll answer Salman Shoos. What is the difference between our foreign policy now and then? He is now saying that country was victorious by getting statement of US and putting certain embargo on Pakistan. This is the difference between foreign policy. Now Pakistan knows just because of failure of your policy, Pakistan had courage to do this kind of attacks on India. During UPA tenure, 30 terrorist attacks happened, and none of the time Indian government showed the courage to attack Pakistan on their own soil. This is the first time India showed clear-cut words to Pakistan that if you attack us, we will definitely get into your soil and attack you wherever you are. This is the basic difference between our foreign policy, Mr. Soos.
All right.
You could never get
all right, Rohan Gupta, Salman
Soos.
Thank you, of course, because this political face-off is going to continue and it's not ending anytime soon. So let me bring in Kaval Sibal now, former foreign secretary and ambassador, former Indian ambassador to Turkey, Egypt and Russia. Ambassador Sibal, how do you look at the statement of Donald Trump, which came just a few minutes ago?
I have not seen the statement. Can you tell me what it
is? Yes, I'm going to play that for you, sir, right away.
Okay.
This is being seen as a U-turn by Donald Trump, where he has actually said that it was Prime Minister Modi who stopped the war on the Indian side, and he did so on the Pakistani side. Let's play that.
Well, I stopped a war between Pakistan. I love Pakistan. I think Modi is a fantastic man. I spoke to him last night. We're going to make a trade deal with Modi of India. But I stopped the war between Pakistan and India. This man was extremely influential in stopping it from the Pakistan side, Modi from the India side, and others. And they were going at it. And they're both nuclear countries. I got it stopped. I don't think I had one story. Did I have one story written about it? I stopped a war between two major nations, major nuclear nations. I don't think I had a story written about it, but that's okay. You know why? The people know. The people know.
Ambassador Sibal, this is, of course, coming after the briefing which was done by the foreign secretary, where he spoke in detail of what the prime minister communicated to Donald Trump in those 35 minutes.
Yes, but you know, he keeps changing. I mean, President Trump, he keeps changing his statements, his position, his discourse every now and then. So you don't really know what really is his thinking and his views. Has he been properly briefed? Has he absorbed those briefs? Has he tailored his positions in accordance with the verifiable information that he has got or the one that he has verified? So he make statements off the cuff. Now, just now he says that I intervened with Pakistan and Modi decided in the case of India, which is very different from what he's been saying. In fact, he was saying that he threatened both sides with trade deals and this and that. I mean, he's not talking of that at all. So, he has been annoying every leader of the world. I just heard the exchange between the BJP and the Congress representatives earlier on your show. Who has he not annoyed? At the G7, he walked away early. He said Macron is publicity seeking. When the German Chancellor visited him in his office, he implied that he was a descendant of the Nazis. Zelensky is very, very unhappy that he traveled 5,000 miles to Canada to have a meeting with Trump and that Trump did not receive him or talk to him. He has been, he's been hot and cold on Russia. On occasions, he's been saying that he praises Putin, he praises Russia. At other times, he threatens Russia with additional sanctions. He has spoken out against NATO. He's spoken against EU. With China, he's been blowing hot and cold. Now he's got some sort of a deal with China. So it's not as if, with regard to India, he's taken a position which is different, entirely different from the confusion he's been creating elsewhere. And he's gone to such an extent where actually, as President of the United States, he's threatening a political assassination. He talks about, we know where Khamenei is, and we let him live for the time being. Implying that we'll kill him when the time comes. Now, can you imagine on what basis can the President of the United States or any political leader talk about political assassination in this manner? One can have differences with countries. Now, is it that the leaders of countries will go around and saying that we have a difference with X country and we will assassinate that leader? He's normalizing this kind of talk. So why are we beating our breasts unnecessarily about what Trump says or does not say or what he does or does not do? Now, receiving General Munir or Field Marshal Munir is unprecedented. He's treating him like a head of state, like a head of government. He's actually making a mockery of Shehbaz Sharif and the civilian government of Pakistan. There'll be repercussions inside the country where there are forces which want the military actually to play less of a role in the polity of the country. And here, Trump is actually backing the armed forces. And then he's talking to him. He's going to talk to him about what? Rare earths and investments and digital and cryptocurrency and all that, which are investment decisions, which are financial matters. These are matters that you talk to the government of a country, not to the military leadership of a country. Can you imagine a parallel situation where the CDS of our country went to United States and President Trump invited him to lunch? What would it say about how he views India and the democratic leadership of India?
Okay.
So he's a very unpredictable man, and we should therefore not get too much bothered. And I'm very happy that our Prime Minister, after suffering a lot from misinformation that Trump was spreading, decided to clarify the matter, and very forcefully and publicly. He would have done that if he had met Trump at Canada privately. He would have said all this to him. But since he didn't get the occasion, and since Trump suggested that he wanted to mediate by asking Modi if he can come to Washington after Canada, I think we decided that even if there might be a cost to it, because Trump is a very egotistical man, we'll go ahead and clarify matters in a very, very forceful way. Unprecedented. Unprecedented.
All right, Ambassador Sybil, really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us.